clap.
You don't even find that picket there, no?
Hey! Shut up!
The fact that work is crazy. Cricket is back there like...
Cricket frightened. All right, start the episode. Welcome to the Dale Elliott Podcast. I am your host, Dale Elliott, and I am here with my co-host, Crooks.
Stang diggy diggy deng.
Badang badang bing baga diggy diggy deng. Badang badang. Badang diggy diggy deng. Badang badang.
Hey.
All right, we're done now. I saw my belly go when me eat stewpies.
Fucks. Mm. Yeah, the stewpies.
Beef stewpies, though.
The stewpies do be giving the bubbles.
Trust me, when my belly goes, so stang me give me bang, badam, badam, beep, bang. Yeah, stewpies, yeah, man,
some
definitely.
Soup. Mm-hmm.
You know the one where splash up back? If I make sure to say you put a toilet paper in a toilet first.
Yeah, if I make it kind of balance,
brother,
splash control. You isn't see, it?
Bro,
you know,
I don't
it's
see
serious
this
when
is talk about.
When you levitate a little
bro,
bit.
Bro, there's nothing I hate more than when a splash catch me.
No, I'm have a beard. You may have to go beard now. This
no, me have a beard.
Whatever about to happen, just add 20 minutes onto it. Cause now me have to go beard.
Yeah, this because brother, once there's a splash,
yeah, it's done. It's done. Yo, we don't know how people do. Yo, have you ever used a bidet?
No,
brother.
No, me see them all the time though, but me not use no bidet,
brother.
And people. Comments. Don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. You know, because I don't feel like I'm forgetting now.
We love y'all.
Yeah. And a matter of fact, a bidet is a thing I saw in Spain. It's like a little toilet beside the toilet.
It's like a thing. Some of them like attach, like into the toilet, and you know it has a thing where it sprays water.
No time.
It sprays water.
Well, let's stop talking about that.
To clean yourself.
Nah.
Brother.
Nah, use a bidet.
Brother. Nope. So, but I want to hotel in Vegas and see the bidet. I mean, I say, let's see what I got. You see, I look and turn it so I see the water go. Me, I say, to who? Yo, how are we not doing at this?
No.
No, Richard.
Hey, man, I'm not doing it.
Man, yo, no on the self, you know.
No, hey, sir.
You got beard, man.
Brother, you know what happened to me one day? I'm going to feel like this happened to all men.
What?
And it's women cause it. Do you enjoy going out with women?
Going out with women?
Yeah, like I go out.
Like
going out.
Like date-wise?
Like
or like?
Like just a regular, like, to me, brother, me will carry my girl go like dinner date from now till the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We sit something like a festival or a concert. We know you have your whole hand pan them hand.
Like you have a babysit now.
Hey, Missio. Before you move, just like, share, comment, subscribe. Raise up your views then, man. I have to like babysit.
Yeah.
We hate it so much.
Bro, I also hate it.
Yeah, it's... and a lot of women don't care, but we don't like it. I think this is one I can speak for all men. We hate taking you guys to anything that is like super public that can get rough.
It's trippy too, right? Cause there's a lot of women that have like anxiety around big crowds. Like they don't like big crowds. They want to do the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't like the big crowd though. And no, you have to like play security.
Your
security. You have to, if somebody bunks are, that is your problem, no?
Brother, you know what
that
me
is
hate
your
the,
issue?
Bro, you know what me hate the most?
What?
Women, stop this. Uno carry this purse, come out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Whether the purse big or small,
mm-hmm.
but it's your purse.
It's your responsibility.
It's your responsibility. Mm-hmm. Don't have me stand up in at the party or at the concert
mm-hmm.
with your person, man.
Why? Why
no,
you never just left
big,
the purse?
No, me have this big purse around my shoulder like girl.
I know you have to figure out, no, you have to play that game, no, you have to figure out what is the manly way.
Because no, me have to try hold the purse.
If I fold it,
like a man.
Like a briefcase.
Easy, you know them way there?
Yeah, you have to try to figure out, because you can't drape it over your shoulder. You know?
Brother, you can't hold the purse certain way.
Yeah.
No, you have the Gucci purse, you have to hold it in your hand like man.
Mm-hmm. Crush it.
Brother, but she get her purse, it crush up.
Yeah, man, fully.
Purse or bag. Telfar, you know the Telfar,
the
bag.
Telfar
bag
then, yep.
Brother, me a man, me will put it across my body.
Wear like a...
And walk with it. Me leave a business.
Fair.
Listen to me. Come out on the yard with... When we are go out, like me look, when we are go out as man, like everything where we have, fit in our pocket.
In the pocket.
But a girl will have on something with no pocket at all.
Bro.
And one big purse in them hand.
You know.
And I go give me if you hold on pan it.
You know,
why me have to keep
me,
your purse?
You know what upset me even more? Yeah, wear something with fake pocket. It have an illusion of one pocket. I know me still have to carry everything. But that's how them view, you know. That's the upsetting
part. You know
part,
what they
you
know? Say? What? What I truly say? Oh, I like it.
I mean,
yeah, because sundress not deserve pockets.
Sundress, no, yeah,
we don't want to see the pocket with their sundress.
Yo,
no.
Have you ever seen how excited women get when they find clothes with pockets, though?
Or like, we never even know that is not a
brother,
thing.
Brother, comments, talk truth, brother. Make a woman find like a dress, and it have pockets. That's the first thing. That's going to be the highlight of the dress. Like, oh, no, it's cute, right?
They got pockets!
Bro, they are so excited for pockets. It's crazy how excited they are for pockets. Like, if their dress has a pocket.
For pocket.
For a pocket, bro. If their dress have a pocket, they're about... It's got pockets, and it's got pockets. It's always...
But I feel like that's one of the reasons then why right now me hate tight clothes now. Me hate anything, like me hate tight jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Me just can't do tight clothes no more because me just... One, me know why you can't see something in my pocket.
It's so annoying having the everything like
this. Yeah, when you have on a tight jeans, just when you have tight jeans and you put your car key in your pocket, brother, your pocket look cut up.
It's over. It's over. It's extra tight, you know. You know what I mean?
No, your pants... Super tight.
Oh Lord, bro. Yeah, we feel like is a thing where no, I'm like clothes where like I like cargo pants now, right? 15
nice
different
pocket.
Yeah, man. Pocket, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Pocket, yeah, man. Pockets everywhere.
You ever go with a girl and she drunk pan your yet?
Yeah, yeah. Fully. I mean, being a DJ
and I'm a super woman when they're drunk, you know.
Them can do everything, man.
Everything.
Them can do everything and nothing.
Everything.
Bro, my girl have a sister in, bro. Her birthday, right? She had left a party. She had left a party and I go back at the yard. She just leave out of the blue, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody don't know, so she had cut. It's like, everybody thinks she gone to the bathroom or something. My girl find her. My girl outside. I try jump on a scooter. We go back at the yard.
Yeah.
Right? No, the yard is not scooter distance. The yard is absolutely
Uber distance.
The yard is for sure Uber distance. It is not scooter distance. And when my girl go up on the scooter and try scoot two times, I say, yo, what you do? Where you do? The drop where she dropped
this. She just want to go. She feel bionic.
Brother. Superpowers, man.
Feel bionic.
Superpowers.
That's how most people are drunk still. Me know what help hangover for you. What you think are the easiest, the quickest way to sober up for you?
I usually do like spicy food.
Oh.
The more I sober up, like something pepper, something well pepper.
Me know an instant hangover repair. No care how you're drunk, you can instantly come back.
What, vomit?
No.
What?
Lost your phone.
So, same time.
I know that.
Same
drunk,
time.
Drunk like Batino. I'm yeah, go, man. Sir.
And not feel your phone. Yo.
Yo, you see yourself? So?
Yo, a man, find my phone, you know.
Yo, me not care how drunk man. A man be, man.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Or a girl be. Mm-hmm. You see, once you start say so, I don't feel your phone.
Yeah, man.
You ever watch no. the, That's So Raven. Brother.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, you have to find that now. And you, it's the drunk trying to find back your phone.
When the phone they're right in front of you.
Oh, Lord, man. The phone in the pocket. You just never feel the right pocket. Yeah.
You know the phone the literally in your pocket.
Yo, dog, yo, we have to go back. Yo, we have to turn back. We have to turn back, dog. I left my phone. I left my phone in the thing, dog. Yo, you ever lost your phone while having your phone? And me realized that phone. You had it and had to pretend that.
I know that. I lost my phone already. Mm-hmm. And I used a flashlight from my phone to look for my phone. Yeah. Me lost my phone already and I turn on the flashlight from my phone. I know that.
Dog.
All of my friends, them a look for your phone with me.
Like idiot.
All of we a look for your phone. Well, on there, yo, we can't find the L phone. We can't find any phone.
Yo, I don't know where that day, you know.
Yo, we can't find it, you know. Me and man said, but wait, hold on.
So what that, who for phone that you use?
So who for phone that you use, look for your phone. Damn.
Got him. Got him.
Damn, shame I kill me.
Yeah, man. Enough time, bro. Enough time. I will lose all my phone and find it back in the dumbest place and have to pretend, say.
Can't even tell nobody.
I can't even tell nobody, say, I just didn't find it. Like, it didn't have a pocket. It didn't have a pocket. This whole time it was in my pocket. Mm-hmm. Maybe in one of the extra cargo pants pockets. And now, me go back into the car. And when I go into the car, I realize, oh, Raz, it's in my pocket. I so now it's quiet. In the car. Now it was in the car.
Yeah. And guess what? I know everybody, you make everybody late.
Yeah, everybody late.
So you can't make nobody know, say you did have it all along.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, it dropped down in the arm.
You know, some of those find it down in the side.
Yeah, it dropped in the side. And no. Thing. Me don't say it dropped down the man. No, it was no. In my pocket the entire time.
Brother, one of the quick way off of deal with hangover, dog. Me and my brethren, I come off of the road one day. You know it's funny?
No.
In my drive, me not drinking, you know.
Yeah.
I my drink all night and I'm telling man, say, yo, dog, make me drive. Mm-hmm. Man, I say, yo, I'm my car. I mean, make the payments. I'm good. Brother, you hear me say, I'm good. Mm. So, me know. So, me, I say, ah, everything all right.
Yeah.
Brother, whole time, the man I drive, we only live 10 minutes. So, me, I say, all right, we're going to reach home. Only live 10 minutes. So, me, yeah. I say, all right, we're fighting through to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Reach man 101 and police pull me.
Judge, take
I
time.
Kid you not. When police start the man, when the man start out to the police, I am wondering who is beside me.
What you mean?
This could not be the same man. The man have a whole different accent. The man look like him never drink ever. Me see man just go some and just put him in a glove compartment and put on in glasses.
Different character.
But when the man put on in glasses, it's like the man said, it's about to go down.
I said, watch this. Watch our style there.
Man said, have you been drinking anything today? I said, no, officer, I don't drink. I'm not a drinker like that. Dead serious.
Wow.
Man drunk like a butt.
I don't really drink like that, officer.
No. Brother, the man take off the man glasses. The policeman says, I'm shining light. And the man said, why are you doing that, officer? And the man never get no ticket, no nothing. It was a regular spot check. I check to see if him have thing that. As a man drive off, a man drunk again.
Just, hey, talk to police, you better sober up in the dark.
You see, it's a sober fast.
No.
Time drunk, but time no fool.
Time no fool. You see me? You know what, them thing there? You know what, certain things we sober you up fast, man.
A man don't understand, like, you see, at Jamaica, my youth, Jamaica, I don't feel like a DUI. One, please
don't drink and drive. Please.
Don't drink and drive. Me know a whole heap of people will lose them life like that. Mm-hmm. I know a whole heap of people will lose them life because people drink and drive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's almost dying is also very sobering. That will,
very.
Yeah, man, drunk or almost crash or almost something, and you know in your heart, say you're a fault.
Say because
you're drunk right now.
No, you know, yo. So the rest of the drive go home easy.
Easy and quiet, you know, because not even radio turn on, you know.
Because now you have to focus.
You know, you have to,
Because now you start thinking about all of your life decisions, them, but how this can affect anybody.
If, and look like, how you nearly, you nearly dash for your whole life. You might have stopped drink.
Exactly. So yeah, I do that. Enough people, my youth. You want all that drive and all that drop asleep. Drive and drop asleep and all. At one time, I drive from Florida come to California.
You've done that drive?
Twice. Second time with a crackhead. Yeah, with one of my father bridging them. Crackhead though. Big up to you.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
so
okay.
All we used to do it when me asleep, mm-hmm. him drive. When me drive, him asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And Tia drive, brother, I'm just here.
Mm-mm.
I want blood now, can't feel we now. One kid feeling that where I was, I run over some kid feeling at Texas, like lick off the whole side.
Yo, that's the worst, you know, the drop asleep and drive.
Brother, we get sober. Yo, you see, after fast. That.
Yeah, man.
So by the time you book all the music.
Yeah, man. Loud. So you can't even drop asleep. You see me? Turn it up.
I won fight your car win, yeah?
Yeah, sleep. Yeah, man. Sleep, I go catch you, man.
You see, sleep?
Sleep, I go catch you. Sleep, I go fully catch you.
You know, people drop asleep anytime.
I used to be. I'm still kind of that person.
You are that. You are definitely
I'm still kind of that person.
How you do that? Explain that to me. How you just drop asleep with no nothing? Just drop asleep.
Just go sleep, Regin. Bro, me, bro, I go sleep right that side of. Yo, me asleep. Me asleep cool, dog. Me not afraid of sleep. We sleep. Yeah, be sleep, man.
So you're with us. So you're with us there. So sit down right now.
Brother, let me kill this right there, man. I mean, you see, if you see me go so, it's over. If me stay so, brother. Yeah, this all perfect. I'm going to sleep just like this right there,
so that not affect your back and everything there,
might? It might. that's a problem for when I wake up. You know? Sometimes you need to sleep. Sometimes you need to sleep.
I feel like 5 hours of sleep good enough. 5-6 hours of sleep good.
I think 5-6 hours of sleep makes you functional. But I feel like 7 is like my like lucky number there.
You know, like me not have like a good sleep.
Like a good 8. Eight
no, I'm not talking about the time. It's not about sleep.
Just like a deep sleep?
Just like, yeah. One of them blackout.
I mean, have you ever like intentionally tried to have one of those? See, you look like you're all asleep right now.
No. Intentionally, if me I go do that, me have to have like NyQuil.
Have you tried like blackout curtains and all of them something?
No, I don't want a darkness when me asleep. Me like
that's probably why you're not sleeping.
No, me like when the sun wake me.
No, well, okay, I understand that. But what about like
No, you just make me a yarn on the world, please.
No, I'm talking about sleep.
No, I got the yarn everywhere.
But no man, so okay. What is your cause I also get poor sleep, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
But what is your sleep ritual like?
For me, oh, me have to sleep. First, mm-hmm. me have to use the bathroom.
So
me have to sit up on the bathroom, toilet, mm-hmm. at least 20, 25 minutes just sitting there doing nothing, you know.
Just.
Not even I use the bathroom.
Just.
Yeah. Me don't know that.
Yo, there's something, I don't think men talk about this enough, and I honestly don't feel like we should.
Yeah.
But there is something, yo, the bathroom is like.
Heaven.
It's heaven, you know, bro. It's like I'm like it's something about the bathroom where you know say nobody now gonna bother your yasso. You know what I mean? Like all if somebody walk in your house right now, it's like me in the bathroom. Say so you have to wait. If me I take an hour for in the bathroom,
me in
the
bathroom
just,
though.
You have to just wait. Oh, you can't vex coming in the bathroom.
But that's something me don't know. Me just like go in a bathroom, just sit down on the toilet, not doing nothing. Mm-hmm. Just leave not use the bathroom, just sit down on the toilet.
So you have like a meditation
toilet
vibes toilet. On the toilet.
Toilet, me just scroll, IG, TikTok, mm-hmm. bathroom. You know, read a couple comments. Them look a thing there.
Yeah.
And then my beard.
Mm-hmm.
Going there, okay. Well, I beard. After my beard now, me put on one, like one sweatpants. Yeah. Well, you know me.
Yeah, sweat. Use a sweatpants. Use a sweatpants, person.
Man. And put on like a nice little pants, no shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Then me would I put my TV on infographics.
You watch infographics?
I have to. I have to fall asleep.
That feels so like ingrained from a earlier time.
I've been watching infographics at night for like 5 years now.
Yeah?
Probably.
So okay. Infographics like what?
So people, infographics is a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And it will tell us something like.
One of my favorite YouTube channels also.
What would happen if US and China would go to war? And the US has a tanker, M1 Abrams. The M1 Abrams is the best them. No, China has a lot more.
They have all the little cartoon people.
Yeah, all the cartoon people. Them. Here is 50 ways to die if you wanted to.
So what about this? Crazy. But that's not even as crazy as our next guy. This guy.
Yeah. That is exactly how.
I love infographics.
I have infographics I run.
Yeah.
Before me drop asleep. And normally like about 3 hours in I'm asleep, me that like wake up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because me I go hear probably like a Jordan Peterson I do some damn speech. Or mm-hmm.
Something
inspirational madness.
Somebody cut 15 hours of Jordan Peterson speech just together, run, just ranted. Just. And that's why you have to walk up with your struggle.
Hold up your stress.
That's essentially hold up your stress.
Yeah.
Jordan Peterson said it 3 years ago.
7 million times. Hold your stress. Wear your stress spire.
Yeah, man. Fully. But there is truth to that hold up your stress, you know.
You can't let it go.
There's truth to that.
You have to hold up your stress, brother. No matter where I go through, your stress affair.
Yeah. I mean.
You have a proof to your stress and me stronger than you.
Yeah. And me, I carry you, you carry me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And me, I carry the stress not carry me. And the stress I carry in our problem, you know.
Yo, brother, when we learn why people stress, our ambition we have, you know.
Yeah. Stress is you knowing, say, it's supposed to
do something.
Do something and do something better.
Or you have something that come up. But stress, I swear to you, me learn, me hey! Shut up! I said, people want cricket wrong, you see, man. Just a make. Knock it. Him would not. Everybody just see a height now.
Under the blood clot stairs like Harry Potter.
Everybody just see. Everybody just see. Say. So your shot.
Cut that.
I will not cut that out.
Can't reveal my height yet, bro.
Nah, we'll keep it.
Nah, bro. You see me?
Well, you look short, though.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody's not really intentional.
Yeah, nobody's like, he looks like he's 6.
Yeah, like what? 5'8".
Bro.
You're not 5'8".
I am.
You're not 5'8".
I am.
Well, I work with it. Well, I work with it.
Listen, bro, and I'm a shoes. Yeah, you see me?
Man, wear size what? 17. Man, wear size 17 and a 5'5". Crooks, you have 5'4".
Comments, what do you think? Comments.
Crooks is 5'4".
Guess my height in the comments, please. I would love to love to see these guesses.
All right, people, guess my height as well.
Mm-hmm.
People normally think me taller than me actually is.
Yeah. I thought you were taller than you were before I met you.
Most people do that.
I was like, oh, okay.
It's not as tall as me think him is.
Yeah. But typical tracks, brother, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Me not taller than people.
Yeah.
Me just, but me pass the part when nobody cares and me shot. And
say what, like 5'10"?
Yeah.
Okay, so that kind of count. That kind of count. You're not in the 6 foot realm, but, you know.
Me had the perfect height for fight.
Yeah. True. That's why you like pick panther.
Tall people can't beat me up.
You can convince.
No.
I'd love to see you
six
in like
6'3" and over cannot beat me.
I feel like we need to see
6'3".
I feel like we need to see you in a
boxing match.
In a boxing match with a tall person to validate this.
Brother, I don't think a 6'3" and up you can't beat me.
Too lengthy. There's too much time in between.
Yeah. And maybe a 6'3" man can fix me.
That sounded crazy. Wow. Wow.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
All right,
you got me. What me say? Fix though. Me mean fight.
Yeah, but
damn. I move it up to 6'5".
Yeah,
6'5".
Okay.
Because 6'3", you still can maneuver, you know. But 6'5", you're too tall.
Yeah, I feel like. Honestly, I know. Especially relationship wise, there's like this thing about tall people. But I feel like after 6'3" is diminishing returns, you know. Like, you ever see tall people take a bus?
Tall people talk slow.
Them talk, cause them the voice have a reach from way up. So you ever see tall people like take a bus and try to like walk into a regular.
Just try like be normal.
Just trying to be normal, yeah, walking and you're fat. Duck on that.
Me no want
door and
no,
bro.
Actually, happy me. I wouldn't do nothing to my height. I wouldn't make myself taller or shorter.
I'm just glad I'm not I'm glad I'm not my mom's height. My mom is 4'11". Thank God for my pops, car.
Your father taller?
Yeah, my father's 6 foot.
So he's the
one that saved me.
You're so lucky.
He saved me height wise.
My mother and father tall.
Yeah. Okay.
No, short.
Okay.
My taller than my mother and my father.
Really?
Yeah.
My father
like 5'7".
Okay, so you got really lucky.
I think the reason why I end up grew up past the two of them are because of sports.
Think so?
Yeah. Because at a certain point, my knee, them did always hurt me.
Yeah.
So me get like a wicked growth spurt. In my last half.
Okay. That's a good part there.
Yeah, in my last like a part for just...
It does. Yeah, get that extra.
Yeah, because now I can look down for my father. So, yo, you're a little youth. My father had a son tall, my brother.
Yeah.
He's tall. He's more like 6'1".
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. DNA.
DNA. The DNA.
You have to check your DNA. You have to make sure DNA. DNA real. But
are
you know.
Are you?
You know what thought to my mind one day, dog?
What?
Where do clothes go? When you lost them.
When you lost them?
Because you ever like, I look through some picture and see yourself in a shirt and be like.
What happened to that shirt then?
Where that shirt then?
Bro, so I'm finding out, bro, some of my friend them thief, some of my clothes them still, you know, some just I find it out later on in life now.
You want to wear your clothes them?
Wear my clothes then. People have my clothes, bro. I thought I just lose it. Some people are, bro. I have a jacket. Similar to this one, but it was like more leathery. It was like a Calvin Klein jacket. Man, I look for the jacket. Years, I just leg off of it. Bro, I go see my ex at one party in a me jacket, Bridget. In a me jacket, Bridget.
But her ex, she probably just take that from long time.
But she didn't know something I look for it too.
Oh, she probably find it.
She probably find it and just not say nothing.
Yeah, why she? What,
I mean, why would she why say would anything? She? I don't know why you're nothing from
she
her.
She not call her.
And anything. If she call, I'm not answer. So, but I never get it back. To be fair.
So you just never ever get back that jacket. Then?
No, and me see her night, and no, me even not go ask her feet now.
Me have Bridget well lend me them jacket, and them never get it back.
That gone, just gone forever.
Like me link them. Yo, dog, outside cool, you know. Yo, you know the jacket, you know me can put on. Yeah, man, see a jeans jacket, yeah, mine.
Gone. Oh, this bad man. Over.
Never getting it back.
When you bring go, when me I go bring that back?
Yo, me left it in the car, you know. You don't see it.
Mm-mm.
But clothes have a specific thing, though. Like, me will have a shirt, dog, and me no outgrow it. Me no nothing. But yeah. Me just no see it no more.
Yeah, just...
Like, is there a clothes... There has to be, like, a clothes thief.
There
are. Me not know about. All right. Well, on, we're going to go back to the video. But I am here to tell you that this year, I am doing a Live Nation Son of an Immigrant tour. And I will be starting in Europe. As you can see, these are the European dates that I have so far, and more will be added. Now, Son of an Immigrant tour is not just locked into Europe alone. I will also be in Canada. I will also be in the US. I will also be in the Caribbean. If you're not see your country, you know, don't worry yourself. Just go to dlelliotjr.com to sign up to request your city. Because trust me, there is so much more dates to be added. But for now, if you're in Europe, London, Netherlands, Belgium, Germany, all of them countries where I see, just go to dlelliotjr.com, buy your ticket, because this tour is different. This is not Problem Child. This is not Live from London. This is Son of an Immigrant. So, trust me, this is not going normal. And don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe. My God, go on back and watch the video. My done.
There used to be there's an old episode of South Park named The Underwear Gnomes, you know, but it means the thief underwear. And that was a part of them plan for world domination.
But the thing is, Brief never missing before, though.
Brief never missing. Brief could have tear till from now till a man.
I can find it back.
It dead. You could have threw it where? And for some reason, it end up back.
Brief always can find back itself, though. But you see, shirt.
Yeah, man. You know,
shirt.
You know who famous for missing, though? 1 foot of socks. 1 foot of socks. It's never the pair, you know. You never lose a pair. It's always 1 foot of socks disappear somewhere.
You think of that missing?
What? A chapstick. Brother, me have about 5 at the yard. I don't know when none of them there, you know.
Brother, let me tell you something.
Me have 5 at the yard. I don't know when none of them there.
Mankind, let me tell you something. You see, a chapstick, a lip balm, whatever I want to call it. I cannot seem to keep these.
Mm-mm.
A 3-pack of them I'm buying.
Packs.
Pack.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. And what me use hope me last them are places where me it can conveniently show up back.
Yeah.
That's not.
So I feel like it always shows up back at the moment when you don't really need it.
When you have one in your pocket
already. You have one already, and then you look for something else, and you're like, oh, see the 9 of them, yeah? Yes, so them this whole time.
Tell you how me normally find mine them. Me we all I watch TV and the dryer on. I'm just like, tutung, tutung, tutung,
tutung, oh lad, man. Tutung.
I say, wow, what is it in the dryer?
Mm-hmm.
I'm look, 75 lip balm.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Yo, you ever get the lip balm and it completely melt out out of the dryer like it?
So
like it flow back and then cool back.
I'ma bill it back. Yeah, me not dash a lip balm and I'ma bill it back.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, if lip balm melt too much, say, all right, I know what I got to do. When we get it melt up, we just put it in the freezer.
Oh, really? I normally, like, push it all the way out and then press it into the...
Bill it back.
Thing. Yeah, man. And then just come back like, yeah, man, good to go.
Mess up on my cousin them one time. They should have a lip balm and put Kangli in it.
Why did you do that, though?
Because... For some reason, me I play, me, like me use a lip balm. I mean, I say, but this look like Kangli, no?
Yeah, it's kind of.
I'm clear it out.
Yeah.
And just pour Kangli wax in it.
I feel like.
I just pour Kangli wax in my lip balm.
So imagine now, they are trying to use your lip balm. And it's literal Kangli.
Me get one of my cousins them bleach
Kangli wax. Why are you so terrible?
No, because I always drink out my things.
So drink this then?
No.
Since you want to drink?
Brother, I always would I come from school and I carry juice. Soda. Mm-hmm. Brother, something about a black household where somebody juice. Drinking your juice.
Juice, I go go.
Brother, it's like...
juice, I go go.
It's like when you pull your fridge, if you put on a juice, I ain't live by yourself. Somebody I drink the juice.
So I noticed this watching black people. of all creeds drink juice, right? We have a style. Open the fridge, pour the juice. We take a sip.
And then we
and
pour
then
more juice.
Top up more in there and mm-hmm. then put it back. Yeah. Why we stay so? Me do it too. But why we stay so?
Me put my mouth on it. What else? All right, this is good.
Man.
14. You know what me used to do, brother? What? When me had done it, me tap it up with water.
Just stretch it a little bit?
Yeah, throw back water in it. Me I take the juice, you know. But anything we left, we put water in it. So it don't look no way.
So I never just empty it. Can I you the one that empty it?
No, right? Me don't want to be the one to finish it. Everybody from Jamaica know that you do that. We don't want to be the one. Brother, let me tell you something. You see, if me, any pot, I could have rice in it, or chicken in it.
Me
prefer left one piece of chicken bone.
And you know the funny thing?
Tell me I left it for somebody.
I agree with that. Because I am also the person that would, cause me would I go back feet. You see me? If I want drink a thing, a juice in there, me go back for that.
No, me no, me not go back feet.
Me, I would go back feet, given the, you know, depending on the
situation.
How
much people you used to live with?
6.
All right, let me tell you how much people me used to live with.
Mm-hmm. Both say it look like it. Yeah, next hand.
13.
Yeah, juice now survive.
One, hey, let me tell you something. You see, when one bread buy.
Oh, God, man.
When one bread buy, you know, there's no say, oh, a one day. You know?
Yeah, that's
if over, everybody decides to them one.
Like brother, a two slice of bread. It's
brother,
done.
My household was all about ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And my last this put my last car right here, so. And my bread, this put my bread. Brother, we were so territorial.
Yeah, man. Yo, nobody not touch my, yo. Nobody not touch my sardine in a bread, Jim.
Brother, we used to write, with name pan things in our fridge.
That never helps. Nobody,
never.
Nobody cares if.
I was a big food thief in culprit, you know. Me, anything when me sit in my, in our fridge.
A fair game. Judge.
Come here, take it to me, I go up on the road, go ramp. So by the time I reach in, I'm done cussing everything.
Yeah, done everything done cool down already.
You know, my cousin was say, Haji, your grandson, name of the world, I'm a cornflakes. Okay. Me already eat it already, you know.
Mm-hmm. We are going about it. Yeah, we just go get more cornflakes.
Well, you know, just buy more cornflakes.
It's not a choice, it's not an option. And by the time you reach back, everybody done.
Especially when name brand cornflakes in the house.
Oh, Lord, man.
Because just red and white cornflakes was our thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Name brand cornflakes.
Sunshine.
Brother, the sunshine on them. That's how I mean. That's how my cornflakes.
Yeah.
Near brand cornflakes are last no time, brother.
Mm-mm.
Mad.
Mm-mm.
And when barrel come and them carry the little frosty like.
Oh yeah, man.
Frosted honey bunches of oats and frosted flakes.
Oh,
Lord,
man.
Seconds.
Immediately.
Seconds.
Immediately. Jaja.
Oh, seconds. Let me see so and get me little evaporated milk. I mix some sugar in that, you see. Drop the cup. Oh, Lord. You know, evaporated milk?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Evaporated milk and condensed
milk. Evap milk and frosted flakes is the goat.
Brother,
still.
You ever eat condensed milk and white bread?
Yo. So, tell you about my experience with condensed milk and white bread.
You see, condensed milk and white bread, brother?
So, may I watch the... So, I was not hip to it for the longest time. I used to watch the Betty Milk commercials and see people pour condensed milk on the bread. And I'd look at it and go, who is doing that? Right? I look at it and I go, who would do that for real? Like, why you had condensed milk and bread? Brother, my father bring home a Captain's Bakery bread one day, see, man. I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to try it. Peace. I don't know who going to show me that.
Yeah, I feel like them teeth is style. You don't want to see nobody else do it.
Brother, I don't even want to see nobody do it. Take it off for the commercial.
No, too much people.
Too much people
are going to
know about this, bro. The Betty Milk's too expensive.
Condensed milk and white bread,
bro, with the Captain's. I don't make it all warm to you, man.
I know, since I get old, I realize I can't add up things. Add up like bread and them things there. Remember, I used to do. I don't have the microwave on my yard, brother.
No, no, me never have a microwave. Me never have a microwave early on them time there still. But you know when you buy a fresh Captain's Baker bread, like it just come from and the bag all kind of sweat a little bit.
Honest to God,
yeah,
bread no last so long. Bread on my yard. Bread on my yard accounted for by the gate.
It reach like half the bread gone by the time.
By the gate. If everybody have to get two slices, imagine, all right, all of my cousins, I could just count my cousins them alone. Yeah. One, two, me. Six. That's a 12 slice of bread.
Yeah. The bread done. that's the all.
12 slices of bread allocated to the children.
That's
first.
All bread. And Jamaica no cut.
And when people are spend holiday, neither. If people are gonna spend holiday, that I'm extra two other cousins. So about 8 with that.
Mm-hmm.
16 slices of bread gone.
Immediately.
We don't talk about bread back yet.
No. And I don't feel like you can get 16.
I don't even know. Yo, how much slices come in our bread?
We don't even know. Oh, Jamaican people cut bread too, you know. Yo, a Jamaican slice of bread different, you know.
You ever buy a quarter bread? Eh?
Yep. Quarter bread or half a bread, man.
Quarter bread. Me should buy a special, a breakfast special. A breakfast special was one egg, a quarter of bread, and a bag of oil.
To make a nice like, egg sandwich.
Breakfast special. Wow.
No, I never buy one of them there yet.
That was like that in itself was like $30 or something like that.
All right. Maybe the comments can help though. Maybe you can explain what this is. This is something that I've accepted as a Jamaican. But what is a Jill?
All right.
When you buy a Jill aisle, what is a Jill?
A Jill, I will keep the aisle.
Why is that called a Jill?
Because the aisle used to name Jill. Jill aisle, a big Jill aisle.
Like that was the brand of oil? Okay. Come, you used to wonder why.
Yeah, big Jill aisle.
Okay, cause I was like, yo, just like, yeah, man, get like a Jill aisle. I was like, a Jill? What is a Jill?
Brother.
Not a buckle? Is a Jill?
Me can't, brother, me don't know who invent, like, scrambled egg. Scrambled eggs really stretch egg, you know, dog?
Fully.
Scrambled egg stretch egg.
When you realize, for some reason, me feel like a scrambled egg is more egg than a boiled egg.
I have 7 egg in a 1 scrambled egg.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I got to show you how to do that. Me tell you, say chicken can't escape, you know, like chicken.
A judgment for the chicken, then, man. Brother, the fact that one day me I make some fried chicken, dog, and I was like, you see when me cut up the chicken and coat the chicken in the egg for putting in the flour, mid put it in the egg, I'm like, yo, what wickedness is this still, you know?
Brother, we go as far as we eat the baby for the chicken.
We put the adult in the baby blood.
Brother, just think about it that way. When we go buy vegetable fried rice, you know, we get egg in it.
Egg in it. We care so little about it. That might as well be vegetable bread.
at this point.
Yeah, like
at this point, brother, I see man. I tell me, say, yo, yeah, man, strictly we're done with meat, strictly meat.
Yeah,
and I say, yeah, man,
just the egg and cheese.
Just drink some raw egg in the morning.
Yo, brother, that no vegan too, you know. No, man, I don't meet that.
I don't meet that.
You know, that I liquid that man in there. That's like
that's a different type of style.
Different thing, that man.
You know, we now got two extra.
Milk no count as meat, Bridging.
No.
You see me? Cheese and no meat. You know, you forgot easy upon the dairy still, you know, but you see me? Cheese and egg are different sitting, man. I burn out the red meat.
Well, you know that big man thing, me still hold on to certain dairy, me not think me can stop. Me think me can, me not have to eat cheese.
I have to have cheese. I can Lego milk before I Lego cheese.
No. Can't Lego milk.
I can absolutely. I could Lego milk.
No,
right,
me start
right
by
now.
Various type of milk. Because now me know me not supposed to eat. Now me know. Me not fi drink milk.
So now you're like a milk connoisseur.
Yeah, no, me I try every kind of milk. So me try goat milk.
What do you think about goat milk?
It just tastes like milk.
I feel like it tastes a little bit sweeter than regular milk.
Yeah. Me not like, me try goat milk, me try oat milk.
I don't like oat milk.
I don't know what the hell is oat milk. Mm-hmm. Fight me, I don't like almond milk.
Neither.
Almond milk is disgusting.
To me, every milk that's not...
It's not milk, it's don't do that.
So I feel like soy milk probably was the closest, but I don't even think it's the closest. I think I'm just used to it over the years.
And I count Lasco as milk. I don't care what you say.
Milk powder milk. Lasco is our milk, yeah.
Lasco is milk?
Yeah, absolutely Lasco is milk.
But you know? Me like the little zero lactate.
I like lactate.
It's still milk, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just without the milk sugar, which is the lactose.
So, because that, I'm saying I'm intolerant of, you know.
Yeah.
So may I try to stop that though? Because I'm intolerant of it. So.
You've been tolerating it, but you are intolerant of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. May I allergic you to worry about things in about refuse for stopping?
What are you allergic to?
I'm allergic to shrimp.
Really?
I'm allergic to all shellfish.
You know, do you know that that means that you're also allergic to insects?
What kind of insect?
Because shrimp counts as an insect. Technically.
What kind of insect though?
Any kind of insect.
Ants bite me all the time.
Does your skin wail up when ants bite you? Like
yeah,
extra?
But, yeah. No, not extra, but you know, you get a red.
Yeah, if you were to eat an ant, you would have the same reaction.
Why would I eat an ant?
Maybe you're stuck in a jungle and need to survive. I don't know.
I'm just wondering why would I? Me eat ants already, no? Because no. You never do me nothing. Me not dash my food ready. If ants take up my food, me and yam it. Me eat ants regular.
Bro, say, why would I ever eat ants? No, me eat ants still, no? But why would I?
No, because no, me, I look funny. You never yet, like, you never yet left a bit of food and ants take it up. Yeah. I'm determined, say, yo. No, yeah. Me not dash it. Me not them ants here.
Yeah, for sure.
And it not do me nothing to.
For sure. Yeah, man. Extra protein.
Because me not go put on my food and ants feed like eat. I go have my dinner.
Yeah, man. Me just not look, you see me? Or me brawling with it sometimes.
Sometimes me try box off couple, but I'll. And brother, my red and white cornflakes full of ants, brother. Ants them in there swim round. No.
Brother, no. Sometimes one time I poured some cornflakes and say ants in there, bro, and I try, I'll sieve them out.
Yeah. I try to sieve them out. Shit, the cornflakes bag.
Yeah.
Look at me, I can name them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch Ant Kingdom. Them care them nothing.
What am I gonna do? You know what I mean?
Call him friend them.
Bro, a water droplet, take them out. You know what I mean?
Brother, me dash them, me name them.
Do you know that there's like 12 million ants to each person on the planet?
So we're outnumbered.
Absolutely. If ants had intelligence and wanted to kill us, they could absolutely kill us.
No. You know why? Because one big stone killed 12 million of them.
Probably not the 12 million. But
well,
a couple
kill 100 and had 1,000 of them.
You feel like you could have fight 12 million ants?
Right now. Me take out all of them.
You know how much 12 million ants is, Bridget?
Brother, 12 million ants can't. One, an ant's not faster than me.
It's not faster than
some
you.
Some can't run.
But and they can swarm you.
Yeah, but say me I run, and at the same time, no, me I throw things behind me. Like, you know how much
like
ants
like fire on them something. Yeah, true.
Brother, I'm just going to kill multiple pieces of ants. I get in our car, it's over.
Yeah, true.
Can me I run over all
we have tools.
Exactly, we have tools. Me can't fight 12 million ants. No one of them are going to take me over.
Yeah, well, them can't swarm me and, is it me?
Can't, that not do me nothing. Me not worry about small insects.
No, bro, no, some of them are the most dangerous. The tiny things as well.
Yeah.
Especially in the, you know, in the jungles.
Me used to mess with, like, wasp nests.
That's very dangerous.
Yeah, like, wasp nests used to always underline my house.
Yeah.
And me would, like, try, like, slap it with a stick and run.
Try outrun the wasp them.
No, anybody with there in that era, they wouldn't slap it with a stick, you know. God go with you, though. God go with you. Irvin used to have a wasp nest right time. Irvinator.
Irvin can't get no justice.
Yeah, we used to call him the Irvinator.
Yeah.
Irvinator!
The Irvinator.
Yeah. Said, Irvinator's coming.
Cha-cha.
Irvinator.
Irvin can't get no peace.
Brother Irvin used to have a wasp nest right time doorway. Mm. Link some big stone and die wasp nest, brother, so wasp can come out.
Jaja.
Then would have terrorized Irvin. Irvin come with beer, wheel pan him. I said, John, whatever me cause that still I wasp them.
No, man. That was Alton Dean.
Alton Dean. Hey, people don't love me. Realize people that love Alton Dean, you know. People start sending me like, say Alton Dean is like a Canadian American musician.
There's a musician
named Alton. Like, me never knew like somebody named Alton Dean.
A Canadian American musician?
Mm-hmm.
So now we have to look up Alton Dean music.
Yo, go tell me. Somebody tell me an Alton Dean song.
Yeah, make one. People say you need Alton Dean merch.
As I need to get Alton Dean merch.
Yo, me need a t-shirt with say Alton Dean, man. Yo,
none of that. Make me buy it now. Make me go build Alton Dean merch and watch how none of them buy it.
Nobody know.
Me say, hey, Jamaican people have a boost, you know.
Yo, dog, you need to sell the merch, bro. Yo, we need an Alton Dean shirt and that right now, you know.
I say, yo, me now, I tell you again if you do that, you know, man.
Yeah, man. And then you do it, and then absolutely nothing happens.
Nobody buy it.
No, you just got 300 Alton Dean shirts to do.
No, what me I gonna do? Wear an Alton Dean shirt every day.
Every time. Just, you see me? Alton Dean. That could be a brand name still, you know.
Alton Dean sound like a name brand.
Yeah, it look like it.
You see me shoes, youth? Alton Dean.
Yeah, man, Alton Dean, listen. Alton Dean sounds like a big man workwear. Like them sell pants, yeah, like button up wear, shirt.
Like them wear
loafers, Alton Oxfords, Dean. You know what I mean?
Like Aldo?
Yeah, like an Aldo.
Like Alton Dean.
Aldo sound like it could be Alton Dean. Low key.
So you see what I'm wearing? I'm wearing some Alton
Deans.
Yeah, man,
full leather Alton Deans. This is a 1985 Alton Dean, you know, bro. The money, you know, yeah, man, I'm a thrift this, you know, bad, you know.
The Irvinator.
Yeah, man.
Irvinator!
It's the Irvinator. Poor Irvin. I feel like Irvin.
Well, I run from him. Irvinator! Irvin Star, run with him. Irvinator!
Poor Irvin. I feel bad for Irvin Star. If he did,
in the 70s?
Cheese and peace, man.
If he in the 70s, brother.
Get a piece up.
Tambran whipping on, not Tambrin.
Tambran.
But that's how you eat tambourine.
Jano.
Tambourine used to so in a dog.
I love the rebranding that I feel like Jamaica gave tambourine with like tambourine ball. Raw tambourine. Just sour.
Me used to like how it do right as so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Twist up your jaw. But the tambourine ball them. Fair.
I mean, I said that, you know, because me have fair. The YS of Y. You know. Yeah. Me have the YS of Y that episode.
But fair.
It's a check. Fair.
Yeah.
It's a check.
Sit down on there. Yeah. Fair.
So after I just up your jaw, what happened? No.
Saying the ball them twist up your jaw is crazy.
Yeah, so. So when,
no, but when them start to the, like the sugar,
mm-hmm.
Crazy. I was like, yeah, this is how this should have been the entire time.
Instead of twist up my jaw.
Instead of twist up my jaw.
Yeah, man.
At least whenever I need a 6-3, man, I fix me enough.
Yo, me tell you, yo, I'm telling the biggest why me ever have.
What?
The biggest why me ever have. When me want to take back that talk so much. Bush would have gone to the past.
I just stopped myself. Don't say that.
Brother, one day I go through the fridge in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And bridging forward, in the fridge too. Mm-hmm. So it, something drop out.
Mm-hmm.
Something drop on the ground. So the dog have some food in the fridge now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to take the food out of the fridge. And it dropped on the ground.
Yeah.
So when the man dropped on the ground, you know, dog. When it dropped on the ground, me say, yo, you had that shit, eh?
Mm-hmm.
But it froze. So I say, yo, you had that shit. He must say, yeah, man, my dash shit, I drop on the ground. So I look at him and I say, brother, anyone did me? When we done, pick it up, brush it off, I'll fling it back. No, me say, when we done blow up on it, I'll push it.
Yeah. It's not getting brother. Any better. It's not getting any better.
Brother, me say, when we done, fling some water on it and throw it back.
Fling water on it and throw it back.
Yo. Yeah.
Wow. That's a make it swear.
Yo, because I'm in the interest of the message. Yo, yeah,
you get that shred up.
See, you get that shred
up, bro.
When we done throw some water upon it, I'll fling it back.
When you done do what?
Dog, man, turn to the man and say, yo, what you say you don't do? Yeah, that have to be the most.
Oh, man.
That's the most legendary why moment. Me not think me ever said nothing wider than that before.
Boy, it's so difficult. It's so difficult to be a Jamaican sometimes. I just say the things that you want to say.
Brother, me tell you, say, what day my father make the wisest talk me ever hear? But they are the man I talk. But like my father, I say, yo, he always have people and mess him over. So you know, like how American people that say, yo, brother, like him F me over.
Mm-hmm.
So my father say, yo, me tired of them brother, you know, man. Them always are F me over, you know, man. Boy, him F me some way, see, man. Let me tell you some way, him F me.
Me know I know how. No.
I say, yo, that boy, they F me some way. And I say, yo, daddy, hold on. Slow down.
F me some way.
What kind of way am I feel? Make me know. Be honest with me now. You see my father?
Yeah, it's all love still, you know, but what you mean?
Come.
What you mean? If I F you some way.
Bro, I'm telling you that the man them did I say oh the Y segment them?
Yeah. Oh, so, we need to bring back the Y segment them. That's true.
So bring back the Y segment them.
So I've been listening to a lot of like 90s dancehall. And I mean, I haven't heard like a lot of why stuff, but you know, some lyrics were just never age well. You know, when glimity, whoa, it have to tie me. Yeah, it's have to catch me. It's like,
no,
Bridget, you know that.
Let me say, I need to catch it. I need.
Yeah, if I that, give me it. That's crazy.
So, wait, I just hate you. All right.
Yeah, man. My girl, you look good. Stay where you're still, you know. Yeah, man, if I that you have, you know. I forgot, give me that, you know. Bro, that's crazy. That's a wild, wild thing to say.
Bear in mind, back in them days, man, I now use condom, you know.
Condom. I feel like nobody knows. Bujo, the first artist me ever sing about condom. No, Bujo and Frisk Cocky, the only artist me ever sing about rubbers, you know. Them time there.
Jacqueline, the man who sing Jacqueline, I didn't even
first kid, yeah.
Want a joke half for Jacqueline's
on me, half a draw for my robots. And that, it was that. And rude boy, don't be silly. Robots find your willy. Heads are go round and we don't walk it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me take me here that one there.
Bro, that was like a campaign. For a little while. Like, that was a full-on campaign. Like, I think he has like a foundation specifically for that now.
Stop it.
Yeah, for you know, protection and him something there.
I'm glad they started that though.
Same.
Can't mind the two, no. If I did, I did.
If I did,
like,
I did.
Was actually like a thing.
It, yeah, it was like, yo, if I did, you know. If, you know.
They have to shoot me.
Yeah, man. And man get shot over it too.
You physically and mentally.
And mentally, you know what I mean?
Every kind of shot that you get.
So, the artist's name was saying Bun for Bun.
But if I get bun, then I get back
bun. I don't know that. Call it bun fi bun, chew bun. Nah, I get that. All right. So no bun, make him dead, man. Him dead.
Him dead. I give bun or I get bun.
I give bun. Well, kind of a mixture. I believe him did married.
So he was the boner man.
Him was the boner man. So him have a girl where you know, like say she would have live up New York just for conversations.
Yeah.
Him without. Book shows there, so figure check her.
Yeah.
And, you know, they might check her, them there, one motel, and the husband forward and done the three of them. The husband done the two of them and himself.
You see, the thing with this bun thing now, to me, me not do that now.
What? Gibbon or
no,
kill
no.
For bun?
Well, I'm not give bun, but can't even say no.
It's like, no, bun can't give, but that was a setup for sure.
Yeah, you set me up. That definitely set me up. Yeah. Me talk about like if your woman, like, me not have no issue with the man. Me nah try fight the man or anything like that.
So
some people say that until in the moment.
I used to think like that. I used to also agree with that. Like, yo, man, I have no problem with the dude. But I started to realize that sometimes it's because of your girl, you know.
What do you mean?
Sometimes them want get your girl like your bun, and them take your girl because it's your girl.
Oh, not even because they
not
like
even
her.
Because the girl hotter because of your girl. You see me like, yo, man, forget one off a deal girl, you know, just because it's deal girl.
Damn.
You have man out there with CSA, bro?
I was one of them.
See?
I'm lying. See, you catch? I'm lying.
But if I data the case now, if me feel like, say, I data go on, I don't know, rage.
Jesus
if
Christ.
If I feel like I do it because...
Crooks basically make you know, say, if him catch any woman, him fighting you.
No, not that.
Because you know I'm a woman.
Thank you. So this feel malicious now. You see me? Like, it's one thing if you book her out of road.
Suppose
him
at like 6th Street.
You fight him or what?
Ah, bro, a check.
So, what for me not fight him past 6th Street?
Oh, too tall. Him too tall.
No. If I feel like you're maliciously looking at my girl, like you don't even at least care about her, Bridget.
You know, a man fight me over a girl when me never even want.
Judge.
When me never even have nothing with. Like yeah. Nothing. Me just there when me in a college,
mm-hmm.
A man literally send me touch him girl and run me down and like fight me.
Wow. No, see that sound crazy. That sound. I mean, did you?
If I fight him back?
Yeah.
Naturally.
How did that fight turn out?
Ask him.
Imagine getting beat up for a girl, and the brother where you fight and beat you up, him never even, him not have nothing to do with the girl.
Me never want her, me never look her, me never nothing. Just one big misunderstanding. And you rush me feet.
Damn. Getting beat up for a misunderstanding gotta be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be crazy. Yeah, you have to be careful.
Shame would kill me. Imagine that. Yeah, oh, God.
Yeah, man.
Shame would kill me.
Yeah, man. I need for him. I need for him, and he beat me up. And, you know, I'm gonna forget beat up still, because me did wrong. But Jaja, bro. I mean, that's why you have to really think about it still. But that's why... I say, if I feel like it malicious, come on, I'm going to just react right away still. You know?
If you feel like you might do it on purpose.
Yeah, man. If me really meds it and to how everything play out, I feel like this malicious.
Me, I go fight.
Yeah, me, I go fight. Like, if you book her one away and this is something we're hidden, you know, and I just discover it. Don't make me all introduce it to my girl. Like, yeah, look, my girl, Bridget. You see me? I say like you know, say I'm a girl, bro. Why you not do that?
You know me. You know, say
you
me
know
and
me.
Her together.
Why you not do that?
Fight.
Yeah, man. You violate.
We're fighting.
We're fighting, and me not fight for you neither. I'm starting with a cheer.
I'm not fighting your fear.
No. Mm-mm. No.
Well, we get it out. We're fighting.
Yeah, man.
Thundercats are on the move.
Thundercats are loose.
That it say?
Crazy.
Thundercats are loose.
Thunder. You used to watch that?
No, you know, that's Simi Seat.
Thunder.
That was like it started. You know, I always watch Thundercats.
Bro, Thundercats. Come here, say, you feel like you're too young to watch Thundercats. Thundercats are like my...
Love my you. And I.
No, man. See the bad one, yeah? This are the Do You Remember remix. Tune after tune and it's after it's. And in the ear and jump up and twist as it goes a little something like Do You Remember
how we fell in love. Oh, and me sing over that song too?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then General Beat.
Remember what him say?
Stop me from love, Patricia. Giant till me stammer.
Remember when him sing But the Celine Dion one go again. Everyone else can talk.
Yo, him shell that one that's still in her? I feel like Celine
they
Dion is...
say I want you more. All
right. Who are people that you would say are...
Celine Dion Jamaican.
Honorary Jamaicans.
Celine Dion, I feel be Jamaican.
For sure. Absolutely. That's without...
We didn't even pronounce her name properly. A one name, you know?
Yeah, Celine Dion.
Me no know.
Her name
know.
Is Celine Dion.
I never know what's her name. Celine Dion.
Celine Dion. Dion
no.
Is her. No.
Mama, your name Celine Dion. You're saying
Celine Dion.
Your name Celine Dion. How we pronounce it?
Yeah, man. Celine Dion.
A three syllable we have.
Mm-hmm.
Celine Dion.
Yep.
It's a roll off of your tongue.
Yeah, man. Is.
Celine Dion.
I'm playing a Celine Dion.
Yo, yeah, play some new Celine Dion. Celine Dion.
Yo, I feel like if she drop a song right now,
it will bust a Jamaica.
It will bust a Jamaica immediately.
Celine Dion a staple. Celine Dion a Jamaican.
Yeah. I feel like Celine Dion a Jamaican. Kenny Rogers like half Jamaican.
Kenny Rogers.
Who's gonna get honorary Jamaican? I feel like Shania Twain for in this still.
Which one that? Which song she sing?
Shania Twain. I can't think of nothing after, but she have some bad song, but just can't remember.
Who's the one with the raspy voice? Foxy Brown? Or what I want to name?
Which one?
The one with the deep voice, man.
You attack. Tony Braxton?
Tony Braxton.
Oh, for sure.
Tony Braxton, Jamaican.
Tony Braxton a wicked girl to you, know. If you have a meds or a song, then Tony Braxton a wicked girl, you know, bro.
Why like her most famous song?
She have a, I mean, her most famous song now would probably be the one with Burna Remix.
Last? The one in the remix?
Yeah, Last is a
That would
sample.
Be her famous song for Jamaicans?
Not for Jamaicans. I would say her famous song would probably be Unbreak My Heart.
Bumbo now with that. Yo, me not lie. Brother, I down to Jamaica with a killer song that yo.
Break.
No, you're not doing it right. You have to bring it from your stomach. Sit down.
Yeah, you have to.
Unbreak my heart. Say you love me again. When you
did you come? When you walked out the door and walked out of my life. I cried so many nights.
Unbreak my heart. Boom. Yo, with a killer song there. Brother, dance with a killer song there, Jamaica.
Yo.
Unbreak my heart.
What a selection, man. Yo. She don't, man, I don't know
unbreak my heart.
So heavy. Come back. Can say you love me. Unbreak my heart.
Say you love me again.
Bad.
Brother, we murder that.
You saw it, Tony Braxton still.
Whitney, like, you stand with a kill too.
Whitney, it's hard for me to get Whitney.
She did kind of foreignish though.
She did foreignish.
But she did have a couple of what we like.
Yeah, she did have a good amount. You know, which one did really, I feel like, connect with Jamaica more than it connect with America? Them still a play to dance, man. No, man. That one there too. I have nothing. But it's like, why is it not? You know the song too, you know? No, man. It's like something like if I went to heaven, like if I go to the gates right now and something about love. Ah, Jaja. No,
find the
bro.
Witness them. Because the witness them, the body.
No, man. That is a big... I can't believe me a spanda tuna right now. It's like I'm seeing it in my Serrata drive right now. And can't... No, man. Tell you the song right
you,
now.
You know that one there? You see true right through the heart.
Big
I
true.
Have nothing. 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 Heartbreak Hotel.
Big tune.
Then we are rinse that.
Big tune.
You give me good love. How will I know if he really loves me? Oh, you know where I'm trying to
which one?
I'm every woman.
It's not, no, man. Another one there.
I look to you.
No, and man. I know. I look to
brother,
you.
All of them Sunday song when people play a dance at Jamaica, you know?
When
you know which one, me know? The which one? Many nights I pray.
Big tune. Big tune.
I can't
big
explain.
Tune. Big tune.
There can be miracle, brother.
If you can.
Hey, Steely! Hey, Mark Watson! Oh, hope is prayer. It's hard to keep myself bright. There can be miracles. John Pierre.
What is the name? John, no, bro. I feel like I'm vexed, but can't find that song
right
now.
Believe, somehow you will.
Somehow you will.
At that. You will.
Another one, the man. Is that.
Believe.
Jeez and peace.
I see dark clouds on my window.
Yo, she have so much tunes,
and that's on the Celine Dion, though.
No.
Brother, that one they used to run the dance. I know it's summer's coming up in time.
Oh, right. Who sing that
darling,
one again?
Darling, I am still in love with you.
That, yo, that used to shout out. You see how the big people dance them. Stone over that killer with them juggling, you know.
If tomorrow is judgment day. Yo, no, Jamaica
Killer. And I'm standing on the front. What a song the name again?
And I'm sing it. And I'm standing on the front line.
And the Lord asked me what I did with my life.
It's okay. I'm coming with you.
Big what? Okay. Yo, that sing over like four times, you know.
Your love is my love. Your love is my love. Rinse it. We rinse it.
If you take any turn, I don't know why I couldn't think of that song.
7 million man at Jamaica sing over that song.
Brother, there's 80 billion. Because I know Sanchez have a version. I know Ghost have a version.
Nitty Kochi. I know somebody. Some man sing over that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. There's only part. Honorary Jamaicans, I feel like.
Crying and we got the start. Look, here comes the very first card. Boom. And every time it sings, hey, Steely! I call to pieces.
Jump here.
So many memories.
Well, stored love.
Hey, Mark Watson. The rain releases. I feel you. I cannot forget. Every time it rains, y'all. Hey, remember say Arsenal leak and never set on a bucket.
Yeah. Yo, bro, when I got sense in my life,
you realize that is our front shut up.
That song was about our front, bro.
Mm-hmm. When the girl said, every time it rains, she get wet.
What?
Yep. That's what I listen to as Pitney and I sing loud.
Big tune to you know. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Hey, Steely.
World's to a love. World's to a love. World's to a love. Mm. Bro. Oh, gosh, man.
Win sound, tell the people.
Why? I feel like dancehall selectors are reggae selectors. We need other samples for certain moods.
No, we have one mood.
Just one mood. Well, kaboom! You know, the love song, let me know.
Me remember the song where say, every time it rains, I get with me and the man say, from in on a bad pun in your kitchen!
Why are we like this?
From in on a bad pun in your kitchen!
That's crazy.
When you get them, I know, say, right now, if rain start falling off, run, guy, yeah, I got sit on a bad pun.
I didn't get in at the dance, you know.
Yeah, so after me, I sit on a bad pan tomorrow.
Oh, today.
I get wet.
Yeah. Yes, there's some noise in them off the city.
No, say inside of them house, I leak down the.
Yeah, man.
What? House, I fall apart
yeah,
right
man.
Now.
Flood every time.
But, song I play right
we
now.
We and I dance, and we can't, you see me? Can't make them know, say.
We used to love sing Boyz II Men, too.
Boyz II Men had some
Bangers.
Some bangers, for real.
Some bangers.
Cause, No, them do.
Them and the Casey and Jojo, we rinse them.
Cause you had a good section of them, you know. Cause it was Boys to Men. There was the next one. That
Casey
was
and Joe. Kevin and Jojo. Campbell, Can We Talk?
No, man, there was one that was like, I don't want to disrespect them and call them a Boys to Men knockoff. But they were kind of a Boys to Men knockoff.
Jodeci?
No, man. Jodeci was them owner thing, man. Alpha One. Remember Alpha One?
Me don't know them one then.
you know Alpha One, bro.
Which song them sing?
I'm telling them big tune. You know Alpha One, bro. It's all four. All the number four. Yeah, man. Alpha One R&B group. What them big song. And I swear.
Don't tell me that's not Boys to Men.
By the moon and the stars.
And a Boys to Men that?
Mm-mm. That's Alpha One.
Una Thief.
That's Alpha One.
A Boys to Men sing a song.
That is Alpha One. Big tune. Big tune.
That's a Boys to Men.
Yeah, man. No, that's all four.
I kid you. Me could have swear think a Boys to Men.
Boys to Men get credit for all of that section.
All of the Casey and Joe. Them
once you sing. Sound like a group, you sound like a harmonized.
It's Boys to Men.
That's Boys to Men. No business.
And we are sing it out loud.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have
brother, me remember, I think when I was more like 13 or 14, there was a song, my youth. We don't know if it did bust late. He used to play a tone everywhere. And, the girl, it was a Tink. The girl named Tink. Let me find the song.
Mm.
Brother, there. If you never hear that song, you want to live in Jamaica, you live under a rock.
Tink?
I try to remember what the girl named. Treat me like somebody.
Treat me like somebody?
Let me see if I can play it in my ears. We can't find it. I don't remember it. I try to remember the song.
Treat me like somebody.
I think she has something like she don't need diamonds, she don't need roses, she need love or something like that.
Oh, me don't know that one, yeah. It have a bag of views, though. Me don't know that one, yeah. Yeah.
No.
I think about J-Lo song, but that one they never. Me don't think no. That one they take off, so.
No, I know that. I remember it, you know.
Mm. I mean, you have a whole heap of, bro, there's so many, like.
Souls.
Soul song.
I haven't heard a soul song in years.
Souls, I like it, stop me. I feel like the last song that.
The Souls genre did.
So it's weird, right? Because I feel like you still have, like, people that make something that sounds similar to Souls.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you listen to the lyrics, although Souls lyrics was questionable in the beginning. But no, it's like a lot more just like, it's a lot less love. You know what I mean? It's more like.
I like music past my time.
Mm.
Because I still don't consider it's my time.
Yeah.
But me like music like for some reason, my not nice, like, all right, it's like rainfall today. Mm. Go in, light a candle, put on that little Lauryn Hill album there.
Mm-hmm.
Drumming my pain with this. Oh!
One time.
Brother, me,
is that on that album? I feel like it.
Me don't know where there, but whoa, brother, I'm just. Mm-hmm. Me, you're just too good to be true.
Can't think.
One of the true. Best albums them that ever I know.
Yeah, bad album.
The only one she make, but
yeah.
Boy,
my vex, she not do more still.
The album that staple in my life.
Yeah, man, legendary album.
Brother, me
legendary
love. Album. Brother, me just have to just turn that on. And me just want when that I play my house clean.
Mm, yep.
Lay down, play like a turn like a kangle.
Yeah. Yeah, like
pack up my foot. Yeah, man.
Just like a vibes. What kind of kangle?
Scented.
Yeah, but what scent?
I don't know. Wherever kangle were in the house at the time. I don't really fancy, but I was buy kangle, you know. So you buy kangle anyway.
So you don't. You
me buy a kangle in a gas station. If me like how it smell, me a bite.
So you don't like look at the type.
No,
of
me
smell
just a candle or sore.
Okay, so you just alright. This a kiss.
This smell good. Me I use that. Yeah. So people come in my house and see lighter all the time and think me a smoke.
So there's
can't even say nothing to a man. Say yo, me G, I light me use it. No, it's so
yeah.
Away.
Yeah, you can't even say no, man. I for me candle him.
No, me can't tell him.
Never more. Tell the thugs them, yeah, man. No, sometimes I like some.
No,
kangle.
It's a kangle, man. It's a kangle.
I'm a fake kangle, is it? No, me just not nothing right now. You just so do you just pretend like you don't smoke right now? Like you just not smoke now, or what? How do you play?
No,
that
them out? Them ask them. I be like, yo, you have no lighter, you have no herb. Right? Me say no. Then them just go get it. They can't smoke in my yard though. Me
even,
hate, me
even
hate.
Though there's a bunch of lighters.
Yeah, you're one of them people that too, you know.
What?
We like smoking a car, you know.
Mm-hmm. I'm smoking a my car.
You know, disgust me.
Why?
Why are you smoking on a car?
I mean, I feel like that's more respectful to uno outside.
Car,
but you know
car
I mean?
Smoking disgusts me.
Why?
Because you're smoking in your car. If you're smoking in your car in your house, you're disgusting. Go smoke outside in your house.
I do that sometimes too.
Go to the driveway. Go sit down outside. Go smoke. Don't smoke in your house.
So if I sit down outside, where am I sit down other than in my car?
Don't smoke in your car either. That disgusts me.
Why?
I don't like smoking in a car. Brother, there's nothing with this disgusting more than like, sitting in a car and it smell like
but,
smoke.
But you also don't smoke. So that makes perfect sense. I wouldn't go to a butcher shop if I was a vegan.
You can't go buy vegan, them the boat.
Vegan butcher shops?
Me feel like, at this point, them a grow vegan animal. Because...
I mean, the cow them vegan still enough.
Mere vegan all kind of sitting.
Yeah, man, the cow
vegan,
them...
Remember you have vegan oxtail, vegan beef, vegan chicken, so something is growing. They might plant vegan somewhere. We just don't know. But there's a vegan farm somewhere about the place.
Here's what I realized with the vegan them, and I had this realization the other day. The vegan them need to put respect upon the food that them actually eating. I think there's a deeper psychology.
What am I eat?
Whatever you're eating, why you calling it vegan oxtail? If it's bro, you take mushroom and chickpeas and call it chickpeas and mushroom. What mushroom do you?
Yeah, mushroom and chickpeas make vegan oxtail.
Me don't know what them use make it, but call it what it is.
Brother,
it's not
all
oxtail.
Me know, I don't care what anybody tell me about it's not chicken or it's vegan fish, vegan shrimp, vegan whatever the hell, whatever it is vegan is. Mm-hmm. You put piece of the actual thing in it for make it taste like it. Piece of chicken in the vegan chicken for it tastes like chicken. Piece of oxtail in the vegan oxtail for it to taste like oxtail. There is no way y'all gonna tell me, say, this is vegan chicken and it tastes just like chicken. You cut piece of chicken, put in it.
Brother, me watch. I just know all the problems I argue with them all the while, you know, bro. Me watch vegans put animal product like them. I use bouillon for, bro, the bouillon have. Brother, me watch them do some foolishness in a dog. And then I try to defend it. Well, if you did vegan, you would lose some weight. It's like, brother, you eat chicken still.
What I hate seeing is a fat vegan. A fat vegetarian.
Bro, you know the problem? Them start decide to them not gonna eat meat and now them.
No, them eat 5 pound of bread.
Alright. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Notice with the vegan them? Watch somebody turn vegan like them decide to them vegan. For the next 3 weeks, you're going to see every version of vegan cupcake and vegan cookie and vegan bread. And it's just all junk food, you know. It's entirely junk food.
But now
it's vegan.
Healthy. But now them healthy.
It's healthy now, car, you know. The animal, you see me? The animal is what bad for you. It's not
me, listen to me. From they say, me see God tell man... You have to sacrifice animal for God.
Mm-hmm.
That means that we name them.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Them deep on the earth, we name them.
Bro, so, tell them.
So chicken and beef, look out, I'm coming.
Bro, when I just found an LA man, I try getting into the LA life and say, I'm a vegan for 2 weeks and blood clot.
Nearly dead.
I'm not nearly dead. All right. I was vegan for... probably 2 months, right?
Not long.
Good amount of time. You see, by the end of it, first part, you know, felt good. By the end of it, I was like, no, dog, something I forgot dead for me.
Live.
For me, live right now.
Because now you don't have no energy.
Zero energy, bro. Zero energy. And it's like...
Your body need protein in a dog.
Yeah. And it's like there's only so much peas. There's only so much peas you can't eat.
Can't eat peas every day, brother. No.
Peas and chickpeas and lentil.
I can't eat peas every day. I can't eat rice every day. I can't eat nothing every day.
Yeah, just over and over and over.
Even chicken, I can't eat every day. I like switch it up, bro.
Afro.
I don't know how to do it.
Bro, the vegan them love pretend like, say, all right, I'm going to make this is vegan chicken. So we got some unaki mushrooms and we're going to dip. So fry mushroom.
As if I'm going to name it unaki, I'm not eat that.
So you'd rather eat vegan chicken than the unaki
than
mushroom?
Unaki.
Is that the problem? But I got the mushroom name.
Unaki sound like a character, like a male character in our anime.
Could be.
Yeah.
Because them have shiitake mushrooms.
Me not eat nothing without shit in it. If shit in the name, me not eat it.
All
shiitake?
Right. Shiitake.
Shit in the name. Me not eat it.
It's like, no, me not want that.
No,
right.
Because shit in the name.
All right, so this is how I look on it. It's like how you say shit in the name, so me not want to eat it. Why me would have, as somebody who consider myself vegan, why me would have want to eat fake chicken?
Well, yeah, like, why am I gonna name it chicken?
Why would I name it chicken? Could I call it anything else?
You know why? You know what me think happened? In the mind.
In the mind, bro.
In the mind.
It's in the mind.
In the mind.
Me tell you, ka know ya.
It's in the mind.
Ka know ya normalize. Ka as a vegan now, if no normalize ya, normalize the meat eating.
Brother, them a grow chicken, them a grow vegan chicken, brother. Me yeah. Tell you, me
bro,
not,
me
not
see,
care.
Me see them have them 3D print steak and them thing, you know.
See, that is where we're done. That
brother,
is where.
Me see them 3D print steak, bro.
That is where this podcast done. Oh, 3D print steak.
Dog, me see them cut it. It look like, you know, when you cut, what, eraser.
No. Me not any of that with you, know. Yo, people, it was a good day. Big up on yourself. We're out. Hey, wait, hold on. Don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe.
All of those things.
Yeah.
Is it me?
And I have a very big announcement coming up. I am going to start announcing my US and Canada tour dates very soon.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Drop us some love in the comments. Take care
like
of yourself.
Like it up and share it up. We're out.